morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, December 8th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Brownie Day. This decadent holiday honors the beloved chocolate treat said to have been invented by a bane or a hotel chef in the late 19th century, delighting bakers and families. Grab a spatula, bake a batch, share warm squares with friends, and join the playful, sweet celebration today. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday in Encinitas. This morning, it's looking clean with waves at 2 feet. Conditions will shift to fair by late morning, then become choppy through the afternoon as winds pick up to onshore at 9 miles per hour. Expect wave heights to drop to 1 to 2 feet by early afternoon. Winds will remain onshore around 8 miles per hour later in the day. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 4-foot incoming mid-tide, when the west-northwest swell is 1.5 feet at 12 seconds, and the offshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide on Monday will be 6 feet at 10:45 a.m., followed by a -1 foot low tide at 6:15. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Tuesday offers clean conditions with waves around 2 feet, ideal for beginners. Wednesday maintains similar clean conditions, but with slightly smaller surf at 1 to 2 feet. Thursday sees a slight increase with waves reaching 2 feet, though conditions may become choppy in the afternoon, so early sessions are recommended for the best experience. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 56 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:42, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:43. It looks like we're in for a sunny day with a high near 66 and a light northwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 55 and very light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 70 and a light northwest breeze of up to 5 miles per hour, then staying mostly clear overnight with a low around 55. Sunny conditions continue Wednesday through Friday with highs near 67 and nights, mostly clear near 55, though patchy fog is possible Friday night between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. Bonjour, food enthusiasts! This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, beachgoers in Ocean Beach are growing increasingly frustrated with the prolonged wait for the reconstruction of the Ocean Beach Pier. The pier has been closed since October 2023, following years of damage from storms and ocean erosion. Chelsea Benales, a lifelong San Diego resident, expressed her hope that the project will not be abandoned due to funding issues. The new design, approved after public input, is estimated to cost between $170 million and $190 million, with state and federal grants expected to cover most of the expenses. The City of San Diego has begun the permitting and environmental review process for the Ocean Beach Pier Renewal Project. Now on to sports. Last night, Kansas City witnessed a significant clash as the Houston Texans defeated the Chiefs 20-10, stifling Patrick Mahomes with 3 interceptions. The Texans, led by coach D'Amico Ryans, executed their game plan effectively, with C.J. Stroud throwing for 203 yards and a touchdown. Nico Collins contributed 4 catches for 121 yards, while Darrow Gundowell's touchdown run secured the victory. This win improved the Texans' record to 8 wins and 5 losses, bolstering their playoff hopes, while the Chiefs dropped to 6 wins and 7 losses, marking their worst start since 2012. And tonight, on Monday Night Football, the Chargers are set to face the Eagles, who have underperformed on defense this season, and their offense is struggling as well. Earlier in the year, this matchup seemed daunting, but now the reigning Super Bowl champions appear more like a house cat than a lion. Jalen Hurts is not throwing as effectively, and running back Saquon Barkley is on pace for far fewer than his 2,000 rushing yards from last year. Despite injuries, the Chargers have a chance to improve to 9-4, but the Eagles will be a challenging opponent. In local sports, the Aztecs are heading to the Isleta New Mexico Bowl, facing North Texas from the American Conference. FanDuel's opening odds show San Diego State is favored by 4.5 points, with an over-under of 55.5 points. This game is expected to be close, potentially coming down to the final minutes. San Diego State's rushing attack, led by all-conference running back Lucky Sutton, will be crucial for their success. Meanwhile, North Texas may be affected by their head coach's recent move to Oklahoma State. In top news, medical experts want caffeine drinkers to know that while caffeine offers real health benefits, it can be harmful if consumed excessively. Caffeine is America's most popular drug, with nearly 70% of Americans drinking at least one caffeinated beverage daily. It is now available in various forms, including gels and pouches. The Food and Drug Administration advises a maximum of 400 milligrams of caffeine per day. While it can enhance mood and focus, excessive consumption can lead to side effects like anxiety and rapid heartbeat. Certain groups, like pregnant women and individuals with heart issues, should be particularly cautious with their intake. In business news, U.S. stock futures were little changed, as investors anticipated another interest rate cut by the Federal Reserve later this week. Dow Jones Industrial Average futures, S&P 500 futures, and NASDAQ 100 futures were trading flat late Sunday. Stocks ended higher Friday, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite extending their winning streaks. The Fed's rate-setting committee will meet Tuesday and Wednesday, with Chair Jerome Powell scheduled to speak Wednesday afternoon. Analysts expect Powell to announce a rate cut and raise the bar for further easing at the press conference. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged over the weekend at about $92,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just over $3,100. And XRP is unchanged at $2.08. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Clues have emerged that reveal a much hotter history than we thought. The Paris Climate Accords in 2015 set an ambitious goal of keeping global temperatures at 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. However, a study claims we may have surpassed that threshold several years ago. Researchers at the University Western Australia Oceans Institute analyzed long-lived Caribbean sclera sponges dating back to the 1700s. They concluded that we exceeded 1.7 degrees Celsius in 2020. Malcolm McCullough, the study's lead author, stated, "Time's running out." Unfortunately, evidence suggests we are approaching that critical threshold. Entertainment news. Paramount Plus has announced that Landman is its most important show, following the departure of co-creator Taylor Sheridan to NBC Universal. With Billy Bob Thornton leading an all-star cast, Landman quickly became one of television's most popular series after its late 2024 release. The series has officially been renewed for season 3, ensuring a continued exploration of the Nora story. Season 2's premiere set new viewership records, with over 9.2 million streaming views in the first 2 days. Paramount's early renewal suggests that Landman may anchor the platform in a post-Sheridan era, promising a bright future for the series. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and philosopher, William Arthur Ward. And he said, "Adversity causes some men to break, others to break record." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.